Welcome to Listen to Lawrence, presented by Lawrence Eric Davidow, Senior and Managing Partner of Davidow, Davidow, Siegel & Stern, one of the first and most successful elder law, special needs, and estate planning firms on Long Island. This podcast series is based on his Listen to Lawrence seminars and will teach you how to plan in advance to protect your own assets and those that you leave to your children and grandchildren. Mr. Davidow is a past president of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, a published author, and an accomplished and educational speaker. So sit back and listen to Lawrence.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Davidow, and this is another episode of my Listen to Lawrence podcast, which I dedicated to answering your questions. This is a Q&A format, and it's been working really well. I've been doing this for a little while now, and it's a continuation of what I had been doing with my Listen to Lawrence letter, which is an email that goes out twice a week. But what we do here is I get your questions, and I sit here and I just answer them in the simplest way I possibly can. My goal is for you to learn something today. I'm not going to sit here and pontificate for the next 20 minutes or an hour or something like that, which I've seen on some other podcasts. What I want to do is just address the question. I want to answer the question in simple terms. I want you to learn one thing. I don't need you to learn 10 things today. I want you to learn one thing and say, you know what? I learned something. It only took me 5 minutes or 2 minutes or 10 minutes to learn that one thing. It's an easy investment of time. And if you have a little more time, you can listen to another episode of this Listen to Lawrence podcast. So why don't we get right into a question? And so the question this week is, Lawrence, I have two sons, one who is autistic and receiving SSI and Medicaid. What should I be thinking about with my estate plan? All right. So you know that this one child of yours is on SSI and Medicaid, which means they are on a needs-based public program, which means they can't have any money. They have to be poor to be on SSI and Medicaid. So if you have a will that leaves everything equally to your two children, you got a problem, because that one child, that one son who is autistic, if he inherits half your estate or any part of your estate, he's going to lose his SSI and Medicaid. In fact, he can't have more than $2,000 in assets in order to maintain his SSI. So right away, off the bat, you cannot allow your child to inherit money from your will or otherwise. So I have clients and say, all right, well, why don't I just leave it to my other son? I'll give 100% to my other son, and he will take care of his brother. Well, you know what? I suppose that informal plan can work from time to time. But what happens if this other son, he inherits the money, he commingles the money with his wife, he gets divorced, he loses half of the money in the divorce, or he gets into an accident, he's sued, and he loses the money, or he dies, and he leaves everything to his wife? Are you sure your daughter-in-law is going to take care of your autistic son? And will her next husband take care of your autistic son? In other words, you've lost all control over the money that you wanted to be put aside for your child with disabilities. So I don't normally recommend that you transfer all of your assets, if you have a will that leaves everything to the well son and nothing to your child with disabilities. So if you want to sleep well at night, or if you're having trouble sleeping well at night, I should say, about this issue, there's a very simple solution. It used to be that you can create a trust, but it used to be that there was no law saying you could do it. There was a court case called the Escher case that said here in New York that if you put money aside in a trust and you say in that trust that the money can't be used in a way that'll screw up their government benefits, then that money will not count as an asset. Well, that case became very famous here in New York, the Escher case, and eventually the New York State Legislature passed a law that said if you create a trust like this that has that kind of language in it that says all the money in this trust can be used but will not replace, supplant the Medicaid, then it works really like a charm, because all the money in this trust can be used to enhance and enrich the life of your child without it counting against them. It will not be counted as an asset. This is called a special needs trust, or sometimes it's called a supplemental needs trust, or us in the industry, we call it an SNT, and that's so much easier to understand. So you can have a will that creates an SNT, and you could say that 50%, 20%, 100% of your assets, whatever you think is appropriate, whatever you think that child needs to supplement what the government will pay for, you could name this special needs trust as the beneficiary. So the will could say, upon my death, I create a special needs trust for this, for my child with disabilities, and X percent of my estate will go in it. Thing is that not all of your estate goes through your will. Some of your assets pass through some other way, like your IRA. Your IRA has nothing to do with your will. Your IRA has a beneficiary, a designated beneficiary. So it's not enough to have a will that creates a special needs trust for the benefit of your son. You have to have that, but you then need to go to your IRA and your life insurance. If you want that coordinated with your plan, you need to change the beneficiary of your retirement plans and your life insurance to the extent you want. It may be 50%, it may be 100%, it may be 2%, whatever that percent is, and name the trust under your will. So it would be the beneficiary would be, let's say, 50% to the trustee under my last will and testament for the benefit of my son, Peter, or something along those lines. So coordinating the retirement plans and the life insurance, the designated beneficiaries of your assets, with the will that creates the trust is very important. Now, you can create these special needs trusts in a couple of different ways. By the way, these are called third-party special needs trusts because they're not funded with your son's money. They're funded by a third party's money, yours. So you can do this in a will. You can have this in a revocable or an irrevocable trust. In other words, you're not creating the trust now. You're creating a future trust. You're saying in your documents that at the time of my death, a trust will be created for the benefit of your son. All right, so you could put it in a will, and then we'd have to go through probate, but this is one of these cases where I like to avoid probate. I don't always worry about avoiding probate. Some people think it's a sin to go through probate, but when you have to probate a will, when you have a child with disabilities who can't sign their name and be a part of the process, it becomes a little more difficult because a guardian ad litem has to be appointed for your child with disabilities, which means it can't be the guardian that you may have picked. It's going to be some guardian that the judge knows, or at least a guardian that's on a list that the judge knows. And this guardian will be appointed. They'll have to come up with a report. It takes a while to get that report. You have to pay them to do this report. And it just takes longer and ends up being more expensive. In a case like that, I like to avoid probate. So we may set up a revocable trust or an irrevocable trust, depending on the facts and circumstances, but a trust that you create while you're alive, that at the time of your death, we don't probate the will, and from that trust will emerge the special needs trust, and then we have to coordinate the money in the revocable trust, the percentage that you want to go into that special needs trust, and to coordinate the designated beneficiary of those IRAs and that life insurance. So I want you to be aware of these special needs trusts. This is the one thing I wanted you to learn today. As I said, I dedicate this podcast to answering your questions, and I want to answer it and I want to get off because I don't want to confuse the issue here. You learned one thing today. You can do a special needs trust, and I hope that you did actually learn something here today. So in the future, I want more of your questions. We get these questions every day. I want you to send those questions to info@davidowlaw.com. That's info@davidow.com, davidowlaw.com. And I will answer those questions in a future podcast and or on one of my Listen to Lawrence letters, that email that I send out twice a week. I want to thank you for listening today. I wish you peace, health, and happiness. And until next time, stay safe, my friends. Bye-bye.
The Listen to Lawrence podcast is not meant to be advice particular to any one person or to serve as a do-it-yourself planning guide. It's simply to educate the audience. For more information, please visit daviddowlaw.com.